There's a lot of research across the country about younger kids starting school earlier, like 8 a.m., and teens starting later in the morning, like 9:30, that shows improvement in grades and health. But it's parents and teachers, not research, that brought this question to Interior Alaska.
This is going to involve the whole community, and it's going to be a big change.
That was board member Sean Rice. At Monday's work session, the board looked at making changes as early as next year, but not before a lot of analysis and parent input. The consultant, Shannon Bingham of Western Demographics, was hired in July to derive possible bus schedules and school start times that might help families' schedules, improve test scores, and reduce costs. He says the research points to student sleep deprivation.
We're systemically creating an environment where they cannot get enough sleep.
National sleep studies involving thousands of children show 10th and 11th graders go to sleep at about 10:30 p.m., but are supposed to wake up about 5:45 a.m. to be to school on time. That's just over 7 hours of sleep.
So you can see they're distanced in on both ends.
Bingham quoted research from Minnesota and Colorado showing kids who get 8 hours of sleep get a period of about 3 hours of the deep sleep state where information gets transferred to long-term memory, so kids retain what they learn. The study showed students who received at least 8 hours of sleep are less likely to smoke, use alcohol, use cannabis, be sexually active, report symptoms of depression, or fall asleep in class. The Minnesota data showed kids starting an hour later gained a whole letter grade of higher performance. Right now, high schools across the Fairbanks North Scarborough School District start at 7:45, elementary schools at 8:30 or 8:45, and middle schools at 9:30 in the morning. In North Pole, the middle and elementary schools are flipped, with the elementary school starting at 9.
Our buses transport high school kids, then they swing back around. They do a middle school route, then they swing back around, and they do an elementary school route. So we're currently three-tier in Fairbanks, and we're two-tier in the North Pole area.
Bingham has been working with the district's transportation coordinator, Ryan Hinton. They came up with four scenarios to change school start times and bus routes that would allow students, especially those in high school, to improve their performance. The detailed reports are posted on the school district's website in the Board of Education's agenda. If the board votes at tonight's meeting to approve extending the study to a second phase, Bingham plans open house information events and a parent survey. He wants to look at how high school extracurricular activities, athletics, and student jobs might be affected, as well as child care and older students supervising their younger siblings. The board would look at the data again in February and decide if changes should begin as early as next school year. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.